Tēnā, good morning. This is Waitea News. Labor's finance spokesperson, Grant Robertson, says this week's mini-budget was a litany of distractions which left the country without any certainty or coherent economic plan. He says Finance Minister Nicola Willis failed to tell New Zealanders how tax cuts would be paid for, all the details of cuts to public services.
Budget 2024 was always going to be one where there was going to be some difficult trade-offs to be made. That's why I just don't believe it's a budget where tax cuts should be the priority.
Grant Robertson. Te Pāti Māori says the removal of the term hapū from new resource management legislation erodes the rights and interests of mana whenua. The party voted against the law to repeal the Natural and Built Environment Act and the Spatial Planning Act and to go back to the 1991 RMA while new legislation is drafted. Te Pāti Māori co-leader Debbie Ngāriwa-Paka says the removal of hapū breaches the Crown's obligations.
That this government doesn't have a Māori mandate, but the government must respect hapū and iwi rights and interests. Te awa tupua, te maunga kahui, all these kaupapa have been about the oranga o te tai ao. They are about Māori order and about keeping up with the top line of what we require.
Debbie Ngāriwa-Paka. The chair of South Auckland's Te Puia Memorial Marae says 2023 has been one of its busiest years ever. Hurimaina Dennis says the Marae Small Social Service team, along with its many volunteers, have helped more than 800 whānau with housing, job seeking, and even getting driver's licences. It's also embarked on a multi-million dollar project to upgrade the Marae and enlarge the wharenui.
We'll still have the same width and potentially the same height, but definitely a lot longer. All sorts of amenities attached to that, out the back on the sides. Everything will be enclosed and joined in a much, much bigger kai hall and kitchen.
Hurimaina Dennis says a bigger complex will help the marae cope with the growing need for whānau support services. And Sky Sports commentator Taylor Johnson has been appointed as the women's representative to the Oceania Rugby Executive and a director of the World Rugby Council. The former Manusina Samoa lock told Radio Waitea's Manatawa program her fruit salad mix of Ngāti Maniapoto, Samoan, Tongan, Cook Island and European whakapapa is perfect for her to be able to represent Pacific peoples in the roles.
I'm looking forward to going there and representing our people. And as you say, the representation is huge for us, particularly at those big decision-making tables. So I'm looking forward to it. But yeah, I'm happy as, and oh, Nana was happy as too. I'm pretty sure all of Tikawiri knew before if they were supposed to know.
Taylor Johnson. She thinks she may be the first Wahine Māori or even Pacifica woman to be appointed to the World Rugby Council. And te hoa mā, that's Waitea News, which you'll always find on waiteanews.com.